Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. Welcome to the show, you guys. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just
checking in.
Those good vibes. 585-252-9800. What's the vibe today?
Everyone is here. Everyone's getting back into their normal routines, and we're going to start out strong. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. It's Steven. Nico is homesick today, so I'm riding solo. Vibes are, it's Monday, so let's get through it. But thank you guys so much for having us in the studio on Friday. It was pretty awesome to see how everything works. Love you guys so much. Have a great day. It was so cool to meet Nico and Steven.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they check in almost every morning. And
they come in one time.
I feel like we're friends, you know?
One time they come in and they get sick.
I know. What? It's odd how you're trying to correlate that, but that's all right. No worries.
Yeah, it was awesome meeting you guys. Thank you so much for being part of the show this past Friday.
Enjoy that Salvatore's gift card. Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. Vibes are okay. My husband's vacation is over, and we're getting back to our normal routine. Off to the dentist for myself. I hope you guys have a great day. You too, Amy. You as well. Good morning, George here. Vibes are up, even though it's cold. You two rock. Love listening to you on my way to work.
26 for the high today, George.
Truly such an idiot, me, not anyone else. I'm on my way to work today and I'm like, oh my God, it's so cold. I'm putting my hands up against the, like, where the heat comes out. And I'm basically halfway to work and I realize that it's on full blast air.
AC?
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, why is it not warming up? But pro tip, if you do that, it's going to, if you turn it right back to heat after it's already been blowing cold air, it'll warm up in 2 seconds. You're good to go.
Well, the engine's been running.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do this weekend?
I just like chilled. It was a very relaxing weekend. Friday, I hung out with three of my girlfriends who I haven't seen in so long. And we were going to go to dinner. And then I was like, you know what? I want to sit on the couch and not move
and rot
and just rot and talk. And that's exactly what we did. And it was perfect. And I think that that needs to happen at least once a month with those girls specifically.
Yeah.
We were there from 5:30 to 11:30. We didn't even, like, the time was just flying by. It was so fun. And then Saturday just hung out, got some stuff done at the apartment. And then yesterday went to Disney on Ice. It was fun.
Oh, that's cool.
At Blue Cross.
Yeah, Disney on Ice is still there, or was it last day?
Last day yesterday.
Yeah.
Just one weekend only.
Oh, that's fun. Good for you.
They were hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
With ice skates on.
That's very dangerous.
Yeah, it was something. I had a lot of intrusive thoughts, but it was fun.
Oh, of course. I'm having them right now.
No, literally.
All it takes is one person to not tie that skate on tight enough. All of a sudden, it falls from their foot. Falls on someone's neck. Then it's a bloodbath all over the ice. It's just
traumatizing kids for life. But it was fun.
I went to Strong Museum on Saturday.
Okay.
I took my little Oliver with Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Oh, this isn't the first time you've gone. This is the second? Yeah.
Yeah, we had a nice, last time was in April, but we had a nice little hangout sesh because, you know, we're both big, you know,
kids?
Like, not, I don't want to call myself a gamer. I'm not, but I love arcade games. And
you
so,
dabble.
Yeah, I dabble.
You dabble.
So we hung out there. We, you know, had lunch, stuff like that. And then yesterday was my niece and nephew's first birthday party, the twins. So
I can't believe it's been a year already. That's
I know.
Crazy.
Celebrated at the Lodge in Hilton. Really cool place. I didn't even know it existed.
Nice.
Full bar, everything. It was a lot of fun. But I'll talk about more about that at 6:40. Coming up for the big story of the day this morning. 2 days before Christmas, New York State Division of Consumer Protection, they were urgently calling for this one toy to be recalled. And surprisingly, you might still find it on the shelf even after its recall. Would not suggest buying it. We'll tell you what the toy is and why it's so bad for so many kids. Coming up next for the big story of the day on PXY.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, Ariana Grande is waiting for my love, Breezy.
She's waiting.
She's been waiting for a long time now.
Get ready.
2 days before Christmas, New York State Division of Consumer Protection urgently called for the Consumer Product Safety Commission to recall a toy. More than a week later, the commission still hasn't issued a recall, which is odd because some stores seem to have gone out of their way to remove this toy from their shelves, except a couple. Now, the warning from New York State's Division of Consumer Protection, it's pretty clear. They're urgently urging the Consumer Product Safety Commission, the CPSC, to issue a recall of the Max, M-A-X-X, action helicopter toy sold at the Dollar General. And the problem is, after testing was done, they found that the black window tinting on the helicopter contains almost 1.7 times the lead level allowed in paint. And young children are often putting these toys in their mouths. Now, some of you may already know this, but lead exposure is very bad.
Yeah, not great.
It can cause permanent damage to a child's brain, nervous system, causing learning delays and behavioral problems. Look at Breezy and I.
Literally.
There's a number of Dollar Generals you may not be able to find this toy at. But there is one. The Dollar General on Monroe Ave has this toy sitting pretty on the shelf, and it's selling for $5. Why it's still there, I don't know. But a spokesperson for the Dollar General has yet to respond to why this toy is still on the shelves after it's been recalled.
They're like, it's a huge moneymaker. We're not pulling it.
The $5, huge moneymaker. So much for Dollar General only selling stuff that's a buck. Right? $5.
Well, Dollar General is not Dollar Tree. And Dollar Tree also raised their prices. It's $1.25 now. So
yes, yeah, so don't
why don't they call it $1.25 Tree?
Don't confuse Dollar General with the 99-cent store that's sometimes confused for the Dollar Tree. Don't get those confused.
Yeah, so, I do love the dollar store. Yeah. I have my favorite Dollar Tree. It's out in Henrietta behind Tully's.
Don't give it away.
There's a lot of really good stuff there, guys. If you're balling on a budget, head there.
So as of now, a spokesperson for the Dollar General will not respond to why this toy is still on the shelf after it's been recalled. I don't want to assume, but it's also a possibility that some of the people in charge here have also put this toy in their mouth. Time will tell. All right, coming up on the show, you guys, how many of you think it's lazy and impersonal to give this to a one-year-old for their first birthday? Coming up on the show, I'm going to tell you what I gave my niece and nephew for their birthday yesterday and why some people took issue with it. No, it was not a bottle of peppermint schnapps.
Oh my God.
I'll tell you what it is coming up after the break. Stay there.
98PXY.
Was this really a lazy gift to give a one-year-old for their first birthday? It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. Thanks for tuning in, downloading that free Odyssey app. You guys can stream us live wherever you are. So over the weekend, Breeze. It was my niece and nephew's birthday. It was the twins' first birthday party. All their friends came.
Oh, yeah. They have so many. It was a big social gathering.
Yeah, everyone was there turning up to celebrate their first birthday.
Was it as bougie as the last one-year-old birthday that you went to back in L.A.?
Not even close. I mean,
with the bartender.
My
and well, the ice sculpture.
There was an open bar. It was a beautiful party at the West Creek Lodge in Hilton. I didn't even know that place was there. But
that's a lodge.
It was really nice in there. Everyone showed up with a really nice gift bag. And, you know, I have no idea what everyone brought the twins, but you can tell, like, there was thought put into it.
I mean, they're big bags.
Huge.
There's tissue paper.
Huge.
There's a card.
Everything.
And I'm telling you right now, I can bet my bottom dollar you didn't do any of that. You rolled in with a gift, unwrapped, probably not even suitable for children, the gift receipt.
Where do you think I went?
Walgreens.
I went to Walgreens.
Yeah, it's like, what are we doing here? You get them both a $25 gift card to Amazon.
It's a beautiful party at the West Creek Lodge in Hilton. And yeah, everyone showed up with a really nice gift bag, you guys. I have no idea what everyone brought the twins, who are only turning one. But if I had to guess, they got some really nice gifts. And trust me when I say, it won't be the first time that I got shamed at a one-year-old's birthday party by other people.
And it won't be the last.
Because last time I showed up to my friend's daughter's first birthday, everyone was rolling in $1,200 strollers with embroidered Gucci blankets. This was out in L.A. I bought a stuffed animal that I later found out was a chew toy for a dog.
Well, there was a pouch for treats, so...
They opened up the gifts in front of everyone.
That's embarrassing.
I never showed my face around those people again. I'm like, thank God I'm moving. I can't come back here. I can't. So yesterday, I just brought cash and put it in an envelope. In
cash?
Yeah, hard cash. Cash! That's it. I put in a nice birthday card and I said, here is to get you started with college. And I don't see anything wrong with that. Someone at the party did. I won't say who, but they thought it was lazy. And I go, what's a better gift? Cash or clothes that they're going to grow out of in 2 months?
So, okay. I think...
The only issue I have is if my brother and sister-in-law took the cash and went out to a nice dinner.
Well, they are.
They're not going to do that.
They are.
No, they're going to start it. They're going to open an account like I asked. They're going to put all the money in there.
I love how you gave them a gift that requires them to do admin. You're like, okay, so I'm going to give you this money. I think you should go to Five Star, open up an account. Like, you could have done all of that for them. You could have.
That's a little too much. I'm overstepping boundaries here.
No, I think...
That's up to them to start savings.
They're parents of twins. I think that it would be very nice if you took one task off their hand, started a fund for each of them for college, maybe even go in on it with your parents, and then have somewhere to put the money. Because I'm telling you right now, the $50 that you gave the twins, they spent that at Red Lobster. It's gone. It's gone. Or DoorDash. Who am I kidding? They're not going out to dinner.
It was more money than that. And second of all... I'd be very surprised if my brother and sister-in-law didn't already have an account set up for them.
Right,
how can anyone have a problem with money as a gift? People got no problem with giving gift cards all year round. In Italians show up to weddings with envelopes full of cash. No card, just an envelope. Here you go. It's a lot more old school, but some families still do it. And then you write in the black book how much money they gave you, so you know... When it's their turn, you go back to the black book, you look, hey, they only gave us $20,
insane.
You cheap bastards. Here
insane.
You go. Here's $20.
Literally insane. So you got roasted for this.
Only by one individual.
Was it a parent of said children?
No.
Okay.
Was it a family member? Yes.
Yes. Absolutely. I think it's not innovative, but I think there's a better way you could have done it.
I really do. But the card was wholesome.
They can't read.
Yes,
they're
but
one.
Well, they sell one-year-old birthday cards.
Right.
Thank you, Walgreens. So I found two cards, one for my niece, one for my nephew, that said, happy birthday. Here's celebrating 1 year old.
You wasted $7 on a card each?
Yeah.
$7 each. So you spent $14 on a card. Forget the card.
So you think I should have just stuffed the money in the envelope like they do at the weddings?
You should have. I just wish. See, this is the issue. You're a great gift giver with me. Why can't you bring that energy to young kids' birthday parties?
First of all, you're a 30-year-old woman. Okay?
So?
They're 1 year old. They didn't even know where they were yesterday.
One at heart.
They were struggling to keep their heads up.
Why does this sound the same as me? This is, you're just describing me.
That's you on a Friday night.
No, literally. I'm not going to shame you, but I think you need to step your game up when it comes to these kids.
Guys, come on, help me out. 585-252-9800. Was this really such a bad gift to give a couple of one-year-olds cash, hard cash in an envelope for their college tuition?
I think that cash can get lost in translation. What you should have done is got him a bond.
I'm not.
A savings bond.
Nobody does that anymore. Nobody's getting bonds. Ask your dad. He's a financial advisor.
I just cashed all mine out, made millions. When I say millions, I made like $5. So,
yeah, did you really cash your bonds out?
Yes.
What were they worth? Be honest.
I got a couple $1,000. I mean, the interest went up like $20, but it's
yeah,
fine.
You got to be saving a majority of your life for bonds to have any kind of beneficial outcome. But yeah, Lindsay's like, not
so
a bad gift, Moose.
I was always so pissed when my grandma gave me a bond. I'm like, what is this? Tries to throw it away. My dad's like, maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we should keep that in the safe.
Now, when they're 6 and 7 years old and they can appreciate opening a present for their birthday, yeah, of course. I'm going to step up my game a little bit. But for their first, not to mention, it was just Christmas. I got them really cool Bills outfits that they can wear. My niece has a little tutu with the red ribbon. My little nephew, Christian Anthony, has this onesie.
You better
Bills
hope
Mafia.
They make it to the Super Bowl because they're not wearing that next year. They're going to grow out of it.
I thought ahead. It's like, oh, they're a year old. Okay, let's go 14 to 16 months.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
This is Eliana. How are you?
Eliana, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. I think the money in the envelope is the best.
Yeah.
The card they're going to throw away. The clothes are not going to fit 3 months from now. So what's the point?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, you guys are acting like clothes and money are the only gifts that can be given in a span of
a
lifetime.
But the parents know what gift to give them, so they can use the money for a gift.
It's
even better for education.
Eliana, you should have saw the gifts that people were walking in with yesterday. I'm like, I can imagine.
I got 5 kids. I know.
And here's me. An envelope in each hand. Walking in, threw them down on the table. Hit the open
bar.
What's
wrong with that?
Nothing.
I love that.
Yeah, thank you. Well, you know what to get me for my birthday coming up at the end of the month.
Give me a shout.
You guys, I'll go.
We'll get
you guys envelope. You guys are having a moment. You guys are having an extreme moment.
Thanks, Eliana.
Yeah, you're welcome. Have a great day. Bye.
You dropping your Venmo for her to send you cash. Cha-ching!
Now that's a good birthday gift.
98PXY, just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Well, we'd love your help on this one this morning. Thank you guys for tuning in. We appreciate that. I hate my daughter's best friend, and I could use some serious advice.
Kathleen is firing at all cylinders this morning.
From Farmington.
She's like 9.
Now, Kathleen says, she writes in to us over the weekend and says, so my daughter had a friend over this past weekend. He's a 9-year-old boy. He's incredibly rude and doesn't understand social cues whatsoever. He constantly asks where my daughter's father is, which is complicated. So I've told him before that he shouldn't keep asking about it. When he was at the house, he came into my bedroom and asked where my husband was and why my daughter doesn't have a dad. I'm just getting to a point where I was so pissed and dumbfounded and have to remind myself he's a 9-year-old kid. He also makes a lot of sexual jokes, and I told him how inappropriate that is.
What?
Considering my daughter is a girl, when do I tell his mother? Because when I told him to stop with the sexual jokes, he talked back.
Oh.
And I low-key lost it and told him, hey, when an adult tells you something, you say okay, and you don't talk back. This is hard because his mom is going through a ton and maybe getting evicted from her home.
Oh, my God.
She's dealing with so much, which is one reason I've agreed to allow her son to come to our home and play with my daughter. But now it's at a point where I just don't have the patience for him. I could use some real advice here because I feel like the bad guy in this situation. Moose and Breezy, thank you guys again so much. Talk soon. Okay, 585-252-9800. What would you guys do? Do you deal with it for a couple hours? Stick it, you know, deal with this rude kid? Or do you call his mom and be like, hey, you got to come get him?
Well, it's not going to be a couple hours because he's going to keep coming over. She said that he's her best friend. And honestly, I would be worried that if my daughter continues to hang out with this kid, that she's going to pick up some of his behaviors and then she's going to transform into a little snot. So
they're young. They'll find other friends. Nine.
I mean, maybe, but they're also really, you know, invested in this one friend. It's their best friend, she said. And I think it needs to be addressed with the parent immediately. Immediately.
If this was you, I've always wondered, like, when your child has a friend you absolutely hate, what's that conversation like with your kid? Do you ever just, are you just super blunt and you ask them, hey, what's, why do you like this kid? Right. I mean, right? Do you just come out and ask him? Mark is here. Mark says, if you don't like the child's behavior, then send him home. Your house, your rules. If he cannot abide by them, then he leaves, and you should make that perfectly clear to his mother.
I think it's very interesting, though, because moms, parents, but moms specifically, always have an inkling when a friend of yours isn't a good friend to you or a good person in general.
100%. You know, parents, like, know what a bad egg looks like and smells like.
My mom always would tell me when she didn't like someone or when she didn't like the way they were treating me. And I was like, you're wrong. She was never wrong. Eventually, everything in the dark comes to light, which we know. But it's important to get ahead of this for your daughter's sake, not even for the sake of this kid, of like teaching him a lesson, because it's not your job to teach him a lesson. You're not his parent.
No, if this came in from Kathleen, if you guys are just joining us for Parental Confidential, she is not a fan of her daughter's best friend, 9-year-old boy, incredibly rude, doesn't understand social cues, walking into Kathleen's bedroom, where's your husband? You know, and it's a complicated situation.
Right.
That's not a conversation you want to have with a 9-year-old.
He's Nor should you have to.
No, of course not. Making a lot of sexual jokes, but Kathleen feels like she's in a corner right now because this kid's mom potentially could lose her house, be evicted. She's going through a really tough time, and she feels like she's just doing her a favor by, I don't know, watching
after the child.
A couple hours each week. I don't know how long. Maria says, sorry, this kid's mom is going through such a tough time. But honestly, if he is being this rude and that much of a pain in the butt, then call the mom.
Yeah.
Tell her that her kid is a total blank and she needs to pick him up.
This person says, clearly this child has autism or is on the spectrum. Be patient with him and set boundaries for being in your house. Well, it's not,
you don't know,
super
that
clear.
That's, how do you know that?
That's not the clearest, but they're like, clearly, not that clear. Study show. I'm like, wait, what?
We can't just assume the kid's autistic.
Right. Like,
is it a possibility? Sure.
Let's say it's a possibility. Let's rephrase that. Let's say maybe the kid is on the spectrum or has autism. Let's not say clearly. We're not going to do that. This person says, asking why questions that are socially inappropriate to neurotypical people is a cornerstone for autism symptom. This is another texter saying this.
Well, listen, don't you feel like this kid's mom would have brought that to her attention if that was the case?
Well, going back to what she said about being so busy and being so under stress, maybe she doesn't know. And maybe she's overlooked it due to all the other factors in her life, which very well could have happened.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, the kid's only 9. It's not like he's 40 and she's like, oh, I don't know.
I'm not really sure at what age this, how this works. Courtney says, my daughter had a friend that was just wild. She would just randomly open drinks and snacks, run around like crazy with no regard for anything. And then she jumped over our loft railing onto the couch downstairs, which was the last straw. I called the mom and told her to come pick up her daughter immediately, and she would no longer be invited back to her house. If she had missed the couch, likely would have broke her leg or her neck.
And there's a lawsuit.
There you go. It sounds like this kid's mom has it really bad right now. If you can just put up with the kid for 2 hours every once in a while, then just do it. Because those 2 hours to that mom, and her getting away from her son to clear her mind probably means the world to her.
But also it's like, you what? So every time the kid leaves, you have to like sit your daughter down and be like, so the way he spoke was inappropriate and you're not going to speak that way. She's like, and then I can just see her coming back, the child coming back and be like, well, if he can do it, why can't I? You know what I mean? I don't know. It just creates a weird dynamic.
When I was a kid, I had a female math tutor and I'd go to her house. And this tutor had a 8-year-old daughter, and this 8-year-old daughter had an 8-year-old best friend who was a boy. And while I was getting tutored, she left the table to go downstairs, and something happened where this boy and girl were in the basement showing each other their private parts.
While you were there?
I was getting tutored.
Oh my God.
I was like 11.
Oh my God.
It was really odd.
It was really stuck with me.
Yes, it stuck with me. But I remember her just like, we got to call your mom to come pick you up because I got to deal with this situation right now.
That's insane.
And it just, the reason why this triggered me is because this kid, this boy, it sounds like everything that Kathleen is talking about is reminding me of this situation.
Yeah.
He had a lot of issues. Yeah. It was very inappropriate. Rachel says, this is pretty simple. The problem is this woman doesn't want to come off as the bad guy. And I would communicate with mom and lay out the behavior that you find uncomfortable and inform her that it may be best to just not do the play dates at this time. I mean, you have a couple options here, Kathleen. You either deal with it or you call the mom and be like, hey, this is what's going on. You know, have you had your son tested?
Right.
Is there anything, you know?
You also have to phrase that extremely delicately.
Yeah.
Because we can't assume and we can't point fingers.
Yeah, you probably don't want to call and be like, has your son been tested?
Right. Is your son on the spectrum? That's extremely offensive. I think we need to delicately put it in a way of, hey, we've had some behavioral instances here.
Sure.
And also, you know, frame it in a way of your own situation, whether it be an experience that you've had with your own child or somebody's child that you do know of, hey, this has happened in the past with X, Y, and Z, and this is what the outcome was. I'm wondering if it's a similar situation. I'm not saying it is, but it could be. Just so she knows what she's dealing with.
Yeah. And then I'll go over to Tommy really quick that says, I don't think a 9-year-old is expected to understand your family dynamics with regards to the father. That's a little much to expect a kid to understand. And I think there's a lot of misplaced anger hitting this kid because of this. Just don't invite him back if he's annoying. All right. Okay, thanks.
Not you just sweeping under the rug. Like, there's no worry. Not you just completely displacing a child. Okay.
I'm going to put you in an Uber, send you home back to your mom.
Uber kid. And then the last person says, regardless of whether he's on the spectrum or not, I'm worried where he's learning the sexual jokes from. That is true as well.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
That is true as well. That's a whole other layer. We don't have time to get into all that.
No. Kathleen,
he has the internet.
Somebody messaged in, Kathleen, that said they can offer you some help and left their contact here. I don't know what type of help, but I'll send you the number.
Just I had some help.
Ask some questions, though, when you call them. Thank you guys for all the messages. We'll do another Parental Confidential coming up tomorrow morning on PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy on your smart device when you ask it to play 98PXY.
This is an instance that absolutely rocked the community on Friday afternoon in Brighton. Police are investigating after two adults and a child were shot to death on Friday in a quiet Brighton neighborhood. Officers responded to Hollyvale Drive for a welfare check just before noon for a report of a person bleeding on the front porch, according to Brighton Police Chief. Police found that two people were dead inside the house upon arrival, and one person was outside and taken to a local hospital and pronounced dead upon arrival. So this clearly was just so undeniably gruesome and horrible.
Yes.
And it rocked the entire, not just Brighton community, but overall Rochester community. Willow Domestic Violence posted something, and I think this is really important to take note of, you know, domestic violence and things of that nature, mental health and welfare checks and things like that. They know no zip code. They know no race. They know no age. Like, everyone's like, how could this happen in Brighton? It's like, well, this happens everywhere. You know, it doesn't matter how much money you make.
No, it doesn't.
You know, where you live, the color of your skin, it happens, unfortunately. And it's really, really scary. And it's making a lot of people in this community really scratch their heads and think twice about just where they're living and being aware of their surroundings. And I'm not saying that this was like a targeted thing. Obviously, this was very inside. But it's just, it's really sad.
You got a 53-year-old man who was the father. You have a 74-year-old woman who was the grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And then this poor 11-year-old girl.
Yeah.
All ended up shot and died from their wounds.
Yeah.
That was brutal news for a Friday afternoon to see that come on TV.
Yeah, very much so. But I think it's just, you know, it's sad, but I think it's important to touch on because what Willow said rang true to me. Like, this happens everywhere.
Yeah.
All the time.
They said Annie was known to her friends and teachers as a kind, sweet, and beautiful person in every way. A thoughtful, caring student and a very special friend. Annie was such a gift to her friends, family, school, and of course, the community.
Yeah.
So thinking about all of them. And that poor girl, man. I'm sure they're going to give us more updates this week and more details
right.
on the events that took place this past Friday.
But correct.
Such a sad story. Coming up at 7:40, Breezy. This is a new trend that, of course, I'll leave it to you to find them.
Right, of course. Me on TikTok.
I was going to say, don't say TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me on TikTok. Me on TikTok. I mean, there's only, what, a couple more days here until the potential ban of TikTok on the 19th, but who knows if that's going to go through. But until then, I will stay on TikTok and make us do these trends. I think when it comes to your phone, if you are an iPhone user, your Notes app is such an underrated app because there are things in there that could really just shake the entire community. My Notes app is absolutely unhinged, and there's things in here from 2019.
Yeah, mine go back to like 16.
And I think we should pick a couple.
I prefer not to.
And read a couple because it says a lot about a person.
What's
going on in their Notes app?
Is there any privacy whatsoever?
No, not with us. We're paid to be transparent, open, honest. So get your Notes app ready, kids, because we're sharing next.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy Breeze. Welcome back to the show, you guys. 26 for the high today. All right, let's talk about this new trend that Breezy found on TikTok. What a shocker. So, go ahead.
Basically, I'm laughing so hard, I'm crying. Basically, there's this trend on TikTok that these creators and influencers and just random users of the app are doing a Notes app tour. So if you have an iPhone, there's a Notes app. I mean, I'm sure if you have any phone, there is. But the Notes app on your iPhone is just where you can go write things down, doodle random thoughts, and jot things down. And I feel like girls specifically, not me speaking for all women, but for me specifically, and from what I've seen on TikTok, a girl's Notes app is like the most random thing you will ever, a modge podge of just like lists and then like really deep poems and then just like, you know, random thoughts. Like think of Twitter, but like nobody's going to see it. And I looked back at mine on over the weekend and I was like, oh my God, this is unhinged. You need help. If anyone were to see this, you would be put into a mental institution.
I mean, Breeze, I'm scrolling back all the way to 2015 here. And most of everything in my Notes app is my username and passwords, which I hate to admit. And then
let's air it out.
And then deep thoughts.
Deep thoughts. Yeah.
A lot of deep thoughts and obviously stuff that I've written down and ideas and maybe ideas for film or radio, whatever. But mm-hmm. I mean, I'm scrolling way back here. I don't know what you want me to read on this.
Well, I mean, read whatever feels right. You know what I mean? I'm going to read some of mine because it's just weird.
All right. Well, give me read something out of your Notes app just so I get an idea.
Okay.
Like I need a feel for what's appropriate here.
Well, I mean, mine might definitely have range, but this is from January 24th, 2017.
Okay.
It has my, I'm not going to say this out loud. It has my aunt's email and her password to, I think it's her HBO account.
Yeah, I was going
to
say HBO, Netflix.
Okay. And I've obviously jotted that down and they changed it shortly after. So tough scene. They're like, how did she get access to this? But then I have this note right underneath it that says Walmart and there's like space, 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 Walmart list.
Okay.
Spray butter, Cheetos, return shirt, pens, 1-inch binder, 5 subject notebook, makeup, parentheses, bronzer. What does that mean?
I mean, by the sound of it, you are getting ready to go back to school shopping.
2017. Yeah. Yeah, that would have been my last year at college.
Yeah. Foundation.
Foundation. Bronzer. Like, you don't need any more bronzer. The next one is from 2015, December 11th.
Okay.
Bacardi Limon, club soda, splash of cranberry. Me just starting to drink for the first time.
Fisher Price, my first drink.
Me panicking because I don't know what to order at a bar, so I just write it down.
Bacardi Limon.
Bacardi Limon.
Peppermint schnapps.
Okay, what about some of yours? I mean, I don't know. I have a couple more, obviously.
I don't know what I'm looking at here. These are all just, one is labeled Beauty and the Beast. This one says, mine look a little different than what you have in your notes, but mine says, my niece and I were watching Beauty and the Beast yesterday, and I'm sitting there watching this creepy film. Belle didn't know that the Beast can turn into a human. She was ready to full bang him as is. That's crazy. Disney made a film about bestiality, and nobody batted an eye. All right, so that's
from- really in your notes?
Yeah.
What's the date? You're like, oh, this was last week.
This is 2020? COVID.
COVID. Yeah, you were going crazy. You were
2019,
going absolutely nuts.
No, 2019. Excuse me. This was right before COVID. Another one here is... Oh, I got my entire Moose's Tater Tot casserole. The whole recipe's in here. I'm not going to read a recipe on the air. This one is from 2016. Does anyone else get annoyed when someone sneezes? Is it just me? I can handle a double sneeze, but over and over again, straight pisses me off. Oh, and then I'll get to the one from 2018.
I'm dead.
Birds mate for life. Anyone in the bird family will find their mate and stick with them for life. Penguins will collect rocks to impress their female mate. Whenever a penguin has the best rock, they will most likely end up with a mate. How is it that a penguin can find their mate for life with a rock, but I'm out here in the streets drying up?
You auditioning for one show on National Geographic? I can't.
They're all really odd.
No, that's...
These are really, this is why...
Like lists. Yours are like, so have you ever wondered what would happen after bestiality? It's like, wait, what?
Deep thoughts. This is why I cannot stand going back to my Facebook memories. They haunt me.
It's really bad. This is more condensed and private because you can put locks on your notes app.
How do you do that? None of these are locked, and
no,
I'd like to know how to do it.
Yeah, we should probably do that. This is my. These are all lists. I'll get to one that's like pretty deep. But July 25th, 2018, labeled "Future Me Problems."
Oh,
so clearly I was leaving the house for the first time.
Sure.
Phone bill $50 a month. Oh. CrossFit $70 a month. Car payment $100 a month. Car insurance blank. Rent $600 a month. Oh my god, I would die to pay $600 a month in rent, and student loans $200 a month. So this is me.
That's nothing.
Figuring out how I'm going to make it on my own.
Yeah. Okay. So you laid out your all your
my
finances.
Expenses and how I was going to not be homeless.
Got it.
This one. Hi. So I've been doing a lot of thinking this week about you and about us, and I'm not going to lie. I just don't feel like it's right. Honestly, I feel really crappy about everything, and I just feel like a total hypocrite. It's not me or my style. I've been on the other end of cheating, literally by you, and it was one of the most heart-wrenching experiences I've ever been a part of. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. If you really don't want to be with this person, then you wouldn't, but clearly that is not the case. I just need to take a step back because I thought we were friends. I'm just feeling uneasy, and I think it would be best if we don't talk.
It's a lot.
I don't want to be your accomplice anymore. I wish you all the best, but this can no longer be a thing.
So,
are you okay, Breeze?
Yeah, no, clearly not. If you guys were just tuning in, Breezy found a trend on TikTok where people are going into their notes app on their phone and just scrolling way back to like 2014, 2015.
When was that?
And we're just sharing them. Not proud of some of the things that I have in here. But they're in here.
No, it's bad. This was 2015. She's unwell. She's not doing well. And there's a lot more just like that, but I'll spare you the details. I think it's just funny because you can have some of like your deepest, darkest thoughts. You can have some Instagram captions in there, and you can have a random list of you going to Walmart. That's why the Notes app, it has range.
Yeah.
And I think that if anyone were to find it, they'd be like, we should check her in. We should check her into a facility.
I do have one grocery list in here from 2017. There was a place.
I would love to see how your eating habits have changed.
This isn't about eating healthy. This is what I could afford when I was drowning.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. Please, please enlighten us.
One baguette. Two cans of chili, one bag of shredded cheese, and a head of lettuce.
That lasted 3 weeks for you, didn't it?
I had to, you know.
So I had to stretch it out.
You got to do it.
98 PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
26 for the high today. Nothing to really call home about, but what are you going to do? It's January.
It's literally winter.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Some of you may find this New Year's resolution to be pretty extreme, while others look at it as maybe, I don't know, just another walk in the park. Last year at this time, I did the 72-hour water fast. It sucked. But I was proud of myself for getting through it. And I documented that 72 hours on my Instagram, on my stories at High Moose. Now, it sucked, but I was proud of myself for just doing it. And I think it helped that a number of my friends were collectively doing it together. And my close buddies and I, we're all in on it, and it helps when you do it with a group of friends because you want to be able to support one another. And starting this last night at 7 o'clock, I started drinking. That was my last meal, and now it's nothing but water and electrolytes for the next 3 days. So my next meal will be at 7 p.m. on Wednesday night. If you have participated in this water fast, I'd love to hear your experience with it. Give us a call, 585-252-9800. This is not something I recommend everyone does. Some people have health issues. I would ask your doctor before you try to attempt an extreme fast like this. Some people start with 24 hours. I say the first 24 hours of this fast is typically is the hardest.
I just don't get it.
Well, the whole purpose of this water fast is a reset on the body. Like when you get to 72 hours, your body is cleansing out your dead cells from your body. And studies have shown that there's some of those cells can be cancerous. And it's a shedding of bad cells. It's rejuvenating the body. My experience last year with this was a positive one. And a lot of us shared the same experience. By day three, you feel like you could just run through a brick wall. So I was looking at all the benefits of this before I started. And some of them, just to name a few, because there's so many, it's a healthier body weight. You improve your mental willpower because it's a mind game. When you get to day two and you're starving, all you want to do is eat. You got to get past that. There's a lot less inflammation on the body. You reduce your body toxins. You improve your insulin sensitivity. There is reduced risk of cancer, the studies have shown. There's less cell damage. You just have better mental clarity as well.
Okay, but what happens on Wednesday at 8 p.m. when you're eating again?
I'd start slow. I overdid it last year, and I got sick pretty quick.
Yeah.
My first meal was a cup of chicken chili. And I was like, oh, you know, but this is not as hard as doing the 75-day challenge, which you've done twice.
Yeah, I mean,
my personal opinion, that's way more extreme.
I think what I saw this the other day, and it really resonated with me, and it said, you don't need 75 hard, you need 365 days of consistency. And I think throughout my time of dieting and exercising and challenges and this and that, like, it's not sustainable. It doesn't work.
Like, that's not what this is about, though. Like, 75 days, yeah, sure, that's a long time. Like, anybody can do, if you really, really wanted to do it. I can't say everybody.
But, like,
good 3 days is so healthy for the body to cleanse it.
But you saying, like, weight loss, like, that's not true. Like, you'll lose weight for those 3 days, of course, but the second you eat, you're going to put it right back.
You're not doing a 3-day water cleanse for weight loss. That's not what this is about.
You said that in the benefits, though.
Yeah, sure, it's a benefit, but that's not the reason why you would do it. There's a number of benefits. And most people, if they do a fast, the body can go 2 weeks without eating. That's just anyone's capable of doing that. Is it hard to do? Yes, but the body is capable of going 2 weeks without eating.
But, like, do you need to? No.
Depending on what your goals are. I mean, for me, the reason why I'm doing this is because last year I felt like a new person. I started on January 1st. This year we're doing a little bit later because we all wanted to collectively do it as a group. And I'm like, you know, this is actually for me, I found it to be super beneficial. I don't know who else has done the 72 water fast, but you're not just drinking water. You definitely want to drink electrolytes too. So there's a whole plan, and it's all laid out for you of what you need to drink on day one, day two, and day three. Tomorrow, I'm going to have 8 ounces of bone broth in the morning and then at night. And then by day three, it's nothing but water and electrolytes because your body, you have to have the electrolytes. That's super important. Mm-hmm. You don't want to go 3 days with like no salt in your body whatsoever. But I just thought, that this was something like a lot of people that I had tried doing it have failed in the first day because they said they were just so hungry. It's like, yeah, that's part of it. Like Breezy, when you do the cold plunge, it is so hard for people. And like I talked to my brother yesterday who tried it for the first time.
Yeah.
He got to 50 seconds. You're up to 10 minutes.
You have to work your way up to it. Like, right. It's not
like anything.
This person says, what is this again? I'm sorry, I'm at work in the middle of a conversation. What are we talking about? Moose is doing a 3-day water fast and doing it to reset his
body. It's a fast. Body. It's a healthy fast in which you don't eat food. You only drink water and electrolytes, and you have bone broth on day two.
But, like, I mean, we got to call a spade here. Last time you did this, you were a little sick on day two. You looked really gray in the face. Like, you didn't look well.
Yeah, I mean, that's because I was so damn hungry, too. And I wasn't the mistake I made last year.
You were very angry as well.
Yes, I was.
Very angry.
Yeah, I'm not saying
that. So you're like, we're flushing out all of our cells, but we're bringing in all those toxic positivity thoughts.
Listen, I'm doing something like this is challenging. It's not supposed to be easy. But if you can get through it, I was very proud of myself on day three. So are a lot of my followers. I'm not saying this is going to be a fun 72 hours, fair warning. But I'm going to do it. The bigger the obstacle, the bigger the glory.
Sure.
Some people are just better at it than others. Now, if you're pregnant, wouldn't probably recommend it. If you're diabetic, probably wouldn't recommend it. But it is super healthy for you, especially with all the studies that they've done. I'll never go on the air and say, you should do this, and here's why. I'm doing it. Because I've done it once and it was effective and I liked the way I felt afterwards.
Yeah.
The same way I love the way I feel after, you know, like you, I do a cold plunge or I'm in a steam room or right. I do a good workout at the gym. After 3 days, you can definitely feel a difference.
For sure.
But the 75 hard that you did, mm-hmm. The reason I find that more challenging is, yes, it's 75 days compared to three, but you have so much you have to do. You got to do 2 workouts a day. You got to take a picture of yourself every day. You got to read a chapter in a book?
Yeah, you have to read like 10 pages.
And if you miss any of that, anything, even the reading in the book, you got to start all over again.
I don't know. The more I have like grown and become more in tune with my body and my mind and my exercise and wellness regimens, I don't agree with what I've done in the past. I don't agree with the diets. I don't agree with the 75 day. I mean, but that's just a personal thing for me.
Yeah.
Because I know what I've been through and what I haven't and what I've struggled with and what I haven't. And like I said 2 seconds ago, I'll say it again. I read something that said you don't need 75 hard. You need 365 days of consistency. Because I think what happens is me included, you have a marker of a start and you have a marker of an end and you're so laser focused in that time period. And then the second it's over, you're like, okay, I can just go back to doing what I was doing. It's just not, it's all about being sustainable and having sustainable tasks and routines in place because 75 hard is not sustainable. It's not. And I mean, we live and we learn, but I am like embarrassed that I kind of projected that to the audience at one point in my life.
I don't think you should feel embarrassed. I think it's important for people to put their body through stress and challenge themselves once in a while. I'm not saying it's a lifestyle you should live every day. It's not, like you said, it's not realistic. Nobody's going to do that.
No.
Just like doing extreme diets for months on end. It's not, it's just like everything is about moderation.
I challenge my body every single day, though. Every single day I challenge my body. I go and work out every single day.
As humans, it's in our DNA to want to be comfortable all the time. Well, the room temperature. Oh, this isn't what I like to eat. Your body has to be stressed once in a while. You have to put it through extreme measures. And I think it's super beneficial. Everybody who's done this knows where I'm coming from. And if you have, I'd love to hear from you, too, on if you started this, if you already completed it. I know a couple of people who got past the first 3 days. They started January 1st. But it's a 72-hour water fast with electrolytes and bone broth. If you've done it, hit us up, 585-252-9800. And if you are starting it, best of luck. It's not easy. I know I'm going to be miserable by probably tonight.
I can't wait for that. It's going to be great. He's going to come in tomorrow.
Don't worry. I'm not going to project. I'm not going to project on you like you do to me, okay? It's going to be fine. It's going to be just fine. I'll keep you guys updated when we get closer to day three on how I'm feeling.
All right.
PXY Mornings. Be right back.
Every morning is a party.
PXY Mornings. Moose. Breezy Breeze. 26 for the high today. We love it. 2 days before Christmas, New York State's Division of Consumer Protection urgently called for the Consumer Product Safety Commission to recall a toy.
Mm-mm.
More than a week later, the commission still hasn't issued a recall because you could still find this toy on some shelves. And the warning from New York State's Division of Consumer Protection is pretty clear. They're urging the Consumer Product Safety Commission to recall the Max Action Helicopter toy sold at Dollar General.
Uh-oh.
The problem is, after testing was done, they found that the black window tint on this helicopter contains almost 1.7 times the lead level allowed in paint.
It's such a bummer. It's my favorite toy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Young children often put toys in their mouths, which can lead to exposure, which could lead to lead exposure, which, by the way, is not a good thing. I mean, you're talking about permanent damage to a child's brain, their nervous system, causing delays in learning and behavioral issues like Breezy. And there's a number of Dollar Generals you may not be able to find this toy at, but there is one. The Dollar General on Monroe Ave currently has this toy sitting pretty on their shelf for only $5.
I don't love that.
No, a spokesperson for the Dollar General has yet to respond to why this toy is still on the shelves after it's been recalled. And our friend at Channel 10 found the toy on the shelves in Monroe Ave, went to go purchase the toy, and the cashier told her, just take it. You don't need to pay for it. This should have been recalled weeks ago. Just take it.
They're like, we're just trying to get rid of all of them.
Yeah, that's what it is.
In the mouths of young children.
A spokesperson for the Dollar General has yet to respond to why this toy is still going, still selling on the shelves after it's been recalled. Don't want to assume, but it's a possibility that the people in charge there have also put this toy in their mouth.
Oof.
So the Max, what is it? What's the full name? The Max Action Helicopter sold at Dollar General is a no-no, you guys. It's full of lead. Full of it.
Don't buy it for your kids, please.
All right.
Don't.
Happy Monday to you guys. For some, it's your first day back to work in over 2 weeks, and you're probably in a real mood. So share with us how you're feeling. 585-252-9800. If you need to get something off your chest, do it now. There I Said It is coming up next on PXY Mornings. Stay there.
98 PXY is free and always will be.
Just hearing.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on. Try it. Try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
All right, let's open up the text lines. Breezy, 585-252-9800. You can call or text if you feel the need to clear the air this morning.
Whether that be with people in your life or the own your own, you know, voices inside of your head.
That's right. Sure, I'm live on the air. Mine for today is senior discounts are not beneficial whatsoever. It's the young adults who should be getting discounts. There, I said it.
No, very because true.
Seniors have had their whole life to save money, figure out their finances. Right. You know what I'm saying? Young adults are in the most expensive part of their lives. College, saving for a home,
right?
Mortgage payments, child care costs, etc. We need junior discounts. You're welcome.
We do. I mean,
you take advantage of those so quick.
Easily.
You all would.
Easily. I mean, whether that be, I mean, I'm all about saving a buck. You know, I really am. So whether that be $5 off of a meal or 3 cents off of a can of rice.
That's what it is. And a lot of these restaurants, especially the ones on Park Ave, I'm telling you right now, you start introducing junior discounts instead of the senior discounts, the business, your business is going to be booming.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you're welcome. Let's go over to Diana.
What's up, Diana?
Diana says, natural eyebrows are more attractive than manicured ones. Ladies, I love you, but put the tweezers down. There, I said it.
I respectfully disagree. Wait, disagree.
Hold on a second, because she might have a point here. You know, some ladies do need to put the tweezers down. The golden arch is not.
Some need to pick it up. Helga with the unibrow, you got to get the tweezers. Oh, sorry, queen.
Have you met a lot of women with the unibrow?
Yeah. It's time to wax.
Because you do lashes, right? Do you do lashes?
Not anymore, but I did for a long time.
All right, so you saw some interesting things.
For sure. But I think it's very easy for women to go overboard with their appearance, whether that be them plucking their eyebrows or getting 10 syringes in their lips. but yeah. You become, you know, the term like nose blind, you become like beauty blind to it. You can't really tell what looks good or not anymore because you're so far into it. If I ever get to that point, punch me in the face. You have full permission to punch me in the face.
I think I'll just sit down and have a conversation with you. We don't need to
punch the filler right out of me. Thank you so much.
We don't need to punch each other.
Rebecca says, parents should not expect praise for the bare minimum. There, I said it. I've said this once. I'll say it again. The term daddy daycare makes me want to literally punch air.
Oh, I love daddy daycare. Now, that's a good term.
Mom's the way. Daddy daycare. Nope. You just are a father. You just have to watch your kid.
I don't. You know, I never figured out why you're so triggered by that. You don't even have kids.
Because it's just like, it goes back to what Rebecca was saying. You should not.
So you feel
you
like.
You should not get praise for doing the bare minimum, for watching your kid.
Oh, so you think men are patting themselves on the back?
Yeah. Daddy daycare. What? It's not mommy daycare when she's with them 20 out of the 24 hours a day. Ick.
Cynthia's got a good one today.
Cynthia.
Don't go to bed angry is terrible advice. There, I said it. If I'm pissed at my husband, then I have zero interest in trying to work it out with him when I'm mad. The only thing that does is allow me to say something I'm going to regret. People need to learn how to sleep on it, take some time, and talk about it when they're ready. There, I said it. Okay, Cynthia, we love that.
Fair enough.
I don't know who this person is, but I couldn't agree more. Getting a tattoo on your body that is dedicated to a significant other, it's not it. There, I said it. It's not it. I've seen some bad tattoos on some really bad biceps. That's supposed to be your kid? Oh my God, that looks nothing like them. I thought it was a dying calf.
I don't think they're sticking their neck out that far for that take. I think it's not. I think we're all in lockstep that it's not it.
Well, what about the people?
It never has been. It never will be.
What about the people who have the tattoos?
Again, blind to the fact that of their own want. You know what I mean? Of, I have 75 other tattoos. Why not get one for Mima? No, thanks.
Mimi and Pee-Pee. So important to remember them.
Mine for today is this. I love Valentine's Day. Even when I was single, I loved Valentine's Day because I have so many people in my life that I love that I can celebrate. You don't need to be in a relationship to celebrate Valentine's Day. And I think the people who are bitter and pissed and angry about Valentine's Day because you're single, you're weird. Find other things to love. There, I said it.
Damn.
You don't need a man or a woman to make you feel whole. And if you are in that spot, seek therapy. There, I said it.
Damn.
I don't care.
Yeah, we know that. We know you don't care. You haven't cared for a very long time. Elena says, I will never understand why so many men are so into sports. It's so boring. There, I said it. You know why? Because some women just can't handle how simple some men are. Just sitting there, not saying anything, staring at a TV in silence, and actually being happy bothers some people, like Elena. Elena is not marriage material. There, I said it. All right. Speaking of sports, looking for caller 8 right now to win a family four-pack to go see the Harlem Globetrotters on February 8th at Blue Cross Arena. We have your chance to win them. Before you can buy them, tickets are going on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Looking for caller 8 right now. Good luck. It's PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. That's a good question that Breezy brings up this morning. Where is the most violating place you can look in someone's house? There's a number of places that I've been snooping around in people's homes, but I don't know if there's one particular place that's more violating than the next. I don't know.
I think it's all subjective, but I think it raises the question. There are a lot of places in one's house that are pretty private, and you wouldn't really want somebody to look into it. And I would argue there's more than one.
Yeah, listen, anytime you go to somebody's house, you're always going to use the bathroom. And anytime you're in the bathroom, you're going to go through the medicine cabinet. You're just going to take a quick peek. There's nothing violating about that. You
got to
take a little quick peek.
HIPAA, question mark?
The HIPAA. What are you going to find? Some Q-tips, some toothpaste, toiletries?
Prescription drugs and what they're taking?
Not everybody has prescription drugs. Yeah, I'm sure you'd want to know if somebody has a pretty bad yeast infection. Yeah, sure.
Oh, my God. I just think it's so...
But is that on the list, the medicine cabinet?
That was my top.
Oh, come on.
That was my top.
Oh, that's
I don't even have a list. I just was thinking to myself.
I think there's way more places that are more violating than the medicine cabinet. Which is pretty much open to the public if you let people use your bathroom.
Well...
You've never been tempted?
No.
Really?
I don't look through people's things.
I have opened every medicine cabinet in every bathroom I've ever been in.
What?
Everyone.
Okay, why?
I want to see what's in there.
I think that's...
Now,
I think that's a huge invasion,
no,
Moose.
No, it's not. You want to know what an invasion is? It's if they were home and I walked right into their bedroom and I started opening up their drawers in their bedroom. That is a recipe for let's call the police on this guy. That's creepy.
Okay, so
have I done that? 100%.
My top one is medicine cabinet. Okay.
All right.
But my girlfriend, when I asked her, she said bedside table.
See, the nightstand.
She said that people leave some weird things in there.
I agree.
You just never really know you're going to find.
No, you don't. The nightstand. Of course, that's where someone absolutely keeps their personal belongings in their bedroom. Not everyone.
Intimate items.
That too, sure.
Intimate items.
Under the bed? I've looked under your bed. I looked in your drawers.
Yeah, it was a huge mistake to let you stay at my house unsupervised, I will admit.
I just kind of...
And when you made a video...
I just felt like we were family at that point.
I knew you for 2 weeks. When you made the video wearing my muumuu, I thought it was hilarious.
No, it's very funny.
But then I really sat back and thought about it, and I was like, oh, so he was in my drawers?
Like, you had to figure out the steps I had to take to get to that point of the video where I'm in Breezy's bed. Pulling the covers back.
I'm off on a beautiful weekend getaway.
And I'm in her muumuu in her bedroom. And she was dying laughing. But then it took her a while. Like, how did he get to that point?
Right.
Oh, he had to go through all my stuff.
You know, it's funny because I was like, sleep in my bed. Like, obviously, you're living all the way out in Greece at that point. It's like too far to be driving. And you didn't end up sleeping in my bed. Because you were like, that's kind of weird. But you felt it was not weird whatsoever to go through my drawers, look under my bed. Did you open my cabinets?
Yeah, I went through every square inch of your apartment. But that
right, the only, right, but you of need, course.
You need to understand, though. Like you said, we were just getting to know each other. that was my way of figuring out who you were as an individual.
I wasn't allowed in your space to look through your things.
Well, that's because I lived with my parents.
Yeah, you were living with your parents at the time. That is very true.
You could have done that. I'd love to see the look on my dad's face.
Even just a couple of weeks ago, maybe it was last month when we talked about your friend's fridge and freezer, I think even looking through someone's fridge says a lot about them as a person. I don't know if it's quite an invasion of privacy, but it's definitely it definitely says a lot about somebody.
It does. And that's another thing, guys, too. I don't know how many of you will go over to a person's house and open up their refrigerator. Is that super rude? Have I done that? Yes.
You did it to me.
I find it to be a little rude. I do. But for whatever reason.
Rules don't apply to you.
I'm so curious how people live their lives.
You can't even help it.
The only way to figure that out is by going in their refrigerator and going through their drawers.
Actually?
In medicine cabinet.
Actually, now that I think about it, when I first met you, I could bet my bottom dollar you did this. When I first met you and you came to my first apartment in the house that I used to live in, the studio, I'm pretty sure you opened up my cabinets.
Pretty sure I did.
I think you did.
Yeah.
I think you opened up my closet and then you opened up my cabinets. You're like, wow, organized. Love it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait. I mean,
but did you?
Props to you for me being right there. It's not like you were snooping. I could have easily been like, hey, can you not?
Yeah, but did you feel violated?
I think it's different when you're doing it and no one's around. Because they have free range to spend as much time, look wherever they want. Like, if you started going places I didn't want you, I would have said, sir.
See, before I moved.
Get out of my studio. Thank you so much.
Like, when I moved back into my parents' house, and they went out, you know, night on the town, and it's just me in their house. So I'd be going through their nightstands, opening the drawers, seeing what my parents have in their bedroom. I don't know why. I just don't know if you want to do that.
I don't know if you want to do that.
I don't want to say
someone who did that once and they saw unforgivable things.
Yeah. I'm just a very curious person. You know, I wouldn't consider myself to be nosy. I'm just interested.
I just think looking at someone's medications is too much, in my personal opinion.
If you guys really want to get a chance to know someone, especially the person you're dating, look everywhere, whether they're home or not, medicine cabinet, drawers, closets, under the bed.
All of a sudden, you're wearing a black ski mask for no reason.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252. Drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in
Moose Theater.
Yes, it's another edition of Mooster Piece this morning on PXY Mornings. I pick a movie that Breezy's never seen, and we act out an iconic scene from that film. Breezy, you will watch this film tonight.
Yes.
And bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review, the first one of 2025.
Yeah.
585-252-9800. If you know the name of that film, Breezy, here's what's happening today.
The vibe.
You are a sadistic psychopath. And everything,
just a Tuesday.
Everything you say or do is with a sense of calmness, which makes you even more creepier.
Okay.
You're currently in the back of a cop car.
And a Wednesday?
You're taking my character and another detective to an undisclosed location. We haven't figured out where just yet, but we're on our way there, and your character is totally psycho.
Okay.
Any questions from you?
I think this is going to take no effort whatsoever.
Yeah, I agree with you. Let's set the tone here. If you know the name of that film for Mooster Piece Theater, call now. If not, that's totally fine too. And action! So where are we heading?
You'll see.
We're not just going to pick up two more dead bodies, are we, John? That wouldn't be shocking enough.
Maybe you're not aware, wanting people to listen, you can't just tap on the shoulder anymore. You have to hit them with a sledgehammer, and then they'll notice and have your undivided attention.
That's close, but
yeah. So close. The reading comprehension isn't there. So.
But the question is, what makes you so special that people should listen to you?
Ooh. I'm not that special. I've never been exceptional. This is, though. This is tough. What? This, a lot of typos. A lot of typos. A lot of reading comprehension issues. That's all right. It's a match made in heaven. This is tough.
Hold on, the music.
Right. This is a disaster. First one of the year coming out of the gate super hot. Really stumbling at the start here. What am I doing? My work is outstanding.
See? I don't see anything special about it, John.
It's not true.
No, it's true. And the funny thing is, all this work, 2 months from now, nobody's going to care. Nobody's going to even remember.
You can't see the whole picture just yet, can you? When this is done, when this is finished, people will barely be able to comprehend it. Only then, only then, will you see.
You're just a freak, aren't you, John? Huh? You think you're a real mastermind.
I can't wait for you to see. I really can't. It's going to be something real special. Something real special.
Well, when this big thing happens, I'm going to stand right next to you. So let me know, because I sure as hell don't want to miss it.
Don't you worry. You won't miss it. You won't miss a thing.
Cut.
The wheels came off there for a second.
I wouldn't say it was for a second.
Yeah.
About a minute and a half.
Yikes.
About a minute and a half. 585-252-9800. Do you know the name of the film that we acted out for Moose Piece Theater? No, of course you don't, because it was an absolute disaster.
It was a train wreck. But these things happen.
Great film, though. I tell you what, I'll give you a hint. This is an all-star cast. We're talking Brad Pitt. We're talking Morgan Freeman. We're talking Kevin Spacey. All of them in this one. Probably gave it away. Breezy, you're going to go home tonight. You're going to watch this movie.
Okay.
What are some of the guesses coming in here?
Yeah, this person says...
It's not John Malkovich. Finding John Malkovich. No.
I think I know what it is. Is it Master of Disguise? No, it's not.
No, it is not. What's Eating Gilbert movie, Grape? Great movie, though.
Hold on. We got a call.
Let me go to the phones here. PXY, who's this?
Hey, it's Allie.
Hi, Allie.
Allie?
Give me your best guess.
It's seven.
Seven would be? All I do is woo!
Not eight, not nine, but seven.
Yes.
Hi, girl.
All-star cast.
Great performance, guys.
Yeah, on a scale of 1 to 10.
I tried my best.
What would you rate that performance, Allie?
Oh, goodness. I would give you maybe an 8.5.
That is your
extremely generous.
That's very generous, Allie.
Extremely generous. I would give it a 4.
Oh, give yourself a little credit.
All right, Allie, here's the situation. I went into our office this morning, our boss's office, Mike Danger, and inside he had a coffee mug from 1998 with the old PXY logo or a roll of duct tape.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which one do you want?
I'll take the coffee mug for the win.
There's okay. A chunk missing out of the side. Is that okay?
That is completely fine.
Yeah, perfect. You can't use it, and there's no handle either.
Multiple avenues for you to get it in your mouth. Perfect.
Right. Stay there, Allie. Thank you so much. All right, there you go. It is the movie Seven, like I said, with Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman.
I can't wait to see it.
It is a creepy, odd movie, but you're going to love it. I think it's like 4 hours or something like that.
Oh, yay. Let me carve out some time.
98PXY is free and always will be.
How many times can we keep doing this?
It's Peaks
by Mornings. Moose, Breezy. Breezy, you went and saw Disney on Ice over the weekend.
I did.
And a couple people I know went and saw Disney on Ice. And I heard it was fantastic. It was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was really, really fun. I go like every year.
Yeah.
This year I had to find a kid to go with because I didn't want to get the side eye like I did last year. But
it's okay to go alone in these things.
It was very similar to what it's always been. They just change the title every year. So whatever. But the day before Disney on Ice, on Saturday, my girlfriend and I went and saw Lion King, Mufasa, Lion King, whatever it is.
How was that?
It was real. Honestly, honestly, it was really, really, really good. It was like a sequel prequel, mostly a prequel, but it was also in the form of like Rafiki telling the story of how Mufasa became king.
Yes, Rafiki.
It was really good. And I don't really sing praises of remakes that often, but I was obsessed.
Now, speaking of remakes with Disney,
yeah,
I was going through the list, mm-hmm. and the one concern you had is how many times can we just keep remaking the same film over and over and over again?
It's like I saw Little Mermaid a year ago, and then what else? I was sitting there in the theater on Saturday, and they're doing a live-action Snow White, and it's just like...
Which doesn't surprise me, considering there's 23 other Disney live-action remakes that have taken place over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about it. Aladdin, Dumbo, Beauty and the Beast, Lady and the Tramp, Mulan, Cruella, 101 Dalmatians.
Yeah.
Then you got the Jungle Book series, The Lion King, Alice in Wonderland, Cinderella, Peter Pan, Pinocchio, and the list goes on and on. The Little Mermaid, The Lion King,
the Little Mermaid, 29, yeah.
Alice.
So the Lion King, the one I saw, wasn't even the first remake of it.
It was
They've
not.
Done it before. So I think my biggest concern with it is like, first of all, get a new shtick. Also, don't change tradition, because the kids that are like growing up with Disney now, I fear that is going to be their original.
You know, it's not about Disney just doing the same thing over and over again. For them, it's about coming up with ways to make money, because they are a business. And let's be honest, nobody does it better than Disney. You
right.
got 22 Disney live action remakes. They're all ranked. But all of them bring in, I don't know, a couple hundred million per film. Think about that. They're like, all right, well, what have we not done a live action remake on yet? I don't know. Name a Disney movie. They probably did it already.
Did they do Aladdin yet?
Yes, that was the first one I named.
Mm. Well, I mean, Snow White's in the mix.
Aladdin was 2019.
Maybe like Sleeping Beauty.
Sure, I don't see that on the list. So if they do Sleeping Beauty, that's guaranteed.
Actually, I think they did
Beauty and the Beast,
Magnificent, or whatever it is with the mean girl. The villain, I should say, not the mean girl. I just like, I don't know. I think we're all kind of suckers for Disney, and I think they've made such a great brand mm-hmm. over the years, over the decades, and
yeah,
you know,
not to mention that had a couple pedophiles that work for them that fell through the cracks. But you know, that's Disney. What can you do?
I think that they have made new and original content. Frozen was obviously a hit over a decade ago. And then Moana just came out. I don't know if it was Moana 2 or 3. I'm pretty sure it was 3. But, and I do like that. And I love the fact that the messages are changing. The messages of like, oh, we don't have to wait for the prince. Or, oh, the prince always ends up being horrible. It's not as much that focus as more as it is like strong, independent princesses or warriors or whatever they are.
And you got to listen. I understand. You got kids today. We grew up looking through the glasses of Disney in a whole different way. You got to update these films a little bit, because you want to keep their tradition
right.
of watching things like Dumbo and Beauty and the Beast. These are films that are always going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be hard for a kid today in 2025 to watch this movie from 1988. You know what I'm
True.
Saying?
It's True. Just Sleeping Beauty, 1959. Like, the quality just like isn't. It wouldn't make sense.
Right. But
you
even
know?
Hollywood today, it's the conversation that we have time and time again. It's like, how many Ghostbuster remakes are you going to make? You can continue the story,
right.
but it's not really doing that. You're just remaking it.
Correct.
You know, and some
Correct.
Of them are good. Some of them are awful. And you wish they would have just left it alone.
Agreed. Very much so agreed. And I think... I don't know. I don't know if I'm for it or if I'm against it. Because when I started this conversation, I was totally against it. But I do get your point about like a child who's being raised in 2024 isn't going to go back and watch a movie from 1959.
No, I get that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But like, if they remake Snow White, who's going to play that role? Who are the dwarfs?
So here's the thing. That's the other part. That's the other portion of it. Like, a lot of it is, you know, CGI
and all of that stuff. So the dwarfs aren't actually people.
Oh, they're not just getting like Peter Dinklage?
No, unfortunately they're not. Danny DeVito is not going to be playing a dwarf.
No, Danny DeVito, right.
I loved you in the role of Sleepy. But I think it's interesting and it's cool to see. I just, you know, my fear of change and how I cling on to original things. I don't love it.
Right.
But Mufasa was really good. 10/10 would recommend.
And if you guys did get a chance to go to Disney on Ice at Blue Cross Arena, I know just from the pictures I saw alone, the kids loved it.
I loved it.
Yeah, you loved it. How long was it? Like an hour?
No, it was two. And
oh, that's long.
And they, here's the thing. My intrusive thoughts got the best of me because they are swinging in the air from ropes over ice.
Oh, that's dangerous.
With skates on.
Sure.
And I just thought to myself, I hope everything goes okay.
It takes one unlaced skate to just go flying in the audience. You know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden it's a bloodbath. It's not Disney on Ice anymore. It's blood on ice.
Yeah.
Do you really want that on your hands?
It's scarring those kids Disney? For the rest of their life? Yeah, no, not for me.
Yeah, I can't
attend. They all have to sign a pretty big waiver.
I couldn't attend a show like that. I couldn't attend Disney on Ice. I'd be thinking about that the whole show.
Oh, golly. Well, I do love Disney. I'm not a Disney adult, but I do love Disney. Yeah. Always been a fan. Very much so.
We have enough Disney adults out there, you guys. We definitely don't need another one.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And, of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station, 98.